The Reverend Gregory Livingston standing by. Let's get to him now because he has warned us that there is going to be a protest on North Lakeshore Drive, part of an anti-violence march that will end at Wrigley. And let me get the Reverend on the phone now, previous guest on the show. Welcome back, Reverend.
The great Steve Cochran. It's always good to talk to you, man.
Why don't you start with me? Reverend, look, up front, appreciated that you're giving folks a warning on this, but tell me what you hope to accomplish here.
Well, you know, it's really necessary to redistribute pain. What I mean by that is we really feel, you know, there are many citizens in the city that don't know how some of their other citizen brothers and sisters are suffering and what they're dealing with. And so, you know, oftentimes people in disadvantaged and challenged areas, their cries and complaints are ignored and neglected. And people in better off areas, their cries and complaints are attended to. So we have to bring the suffering to where the city, where the powers that be, actually listen to people's complaints and cries.
Now, see, it's interesting because we've talked about this before in light of Black Friday celebrations and different things. I get the basic premise, and we should all share in the pain. I get that as well. But my concern for you is, and my concern for the cause is, you start interrupting traffic, and people go, well, what do I need with your cause? You're screwing up my day.
You know, that's a great point. And, you know, we're really following in the path of someone like a Martin King, Gandhi, Jesus, people who we celebrate now, but were not as palatable in their lifetimes. They always made people uncomfortable. And, you know, Granddaddy had a hound dog, Steve, that was on the porch, and he was just whining and crying. And Granddaddy's friend says, why is that dog crying like that? Granddaddy says, because he's lying on a nail. He says, why doesn't he move? He said, because it doesn't hurt bad enough yet. Mm-hmm. So we just
Good
have
start.
To help people to move, you know, because they if they really understood, they would do it on their own. But human nature doesn't work like that.
Reverend, the Father Flager shut down the Dan Ryan a couple weeks ago, and he talked about the goal was to get the attention of our leaders, political leaders, both the mayor and the governor specifically. What are your goals with the march to shut down Lakeshore Drive and Wrigley Field?
Well, our demands are political and economic. You know, one, you know, we talked about this 3 years ago with Black Friday and hashtag Black Christmas there on Christmas Eve on Michigan Avenue. We clogged that up. But we've come to understand, you know, Rahm's a triathlete. He's not a quitter. But, you know, people talk about it's impossible for Rahm to move Ron out of that office. But the impossible is only that until somebody does it, you know. And so Rahm and Eddie Johnson was illegitimately hired by Rahm. You know, we had spent thousands of taxpayer money on rigorously vetting three candidates for that position. But Rahm decides to suspend the law and for one day so city council can approve his handpicked guy. And I have to tell you, the community is very upset with Eddie Johnson for his work in that Robert Realmo case on the shooting of Quintonio LeGreer and Betty Jones. So, you know, we want to see Rahm gone. We want to see Eddie gone. But until that happens, what we need to see is something new and positive and progressive and proactive on the fifth floor and from public safety as well. So, you know, we're looking for consent decrees to be, you know, actually taken seriously and signed on to. We're looking for, you know, instead of 50 schools being closed, let's open up 50 schools that are funded by some of these giants you're bringing in, by, like Google and Amazon. They get these tax incentives and tax subsidies. Well, why not let them use some of that cash in some of these more blighted neighborhoods to make a difference? Turn these closed schools into digital training centers. Did you know, Steve, that the 50 schools at one time, it cost $1 million a day to maintain
sure.
those 50 closed schools?
Sure.
So That you know, it's just that kind of apathetic attitude towards the challenge and the disadvantage is a very painful thing. And I'm a pastor. I'm working with these people every day, every week. And when you do that, you know, it's easy to monetize one's sympathy, you know, but to really to move into another realm is to actually to walk step by step with these persons that are dealing with such incredible odds. No mental health centers. You know, at one time there were no warming centers on the south side of wintertime. Why is that?
No,
and I would
outrageous.
Say, Steve, bottom line, it's corruption. It is the corruption that breeds the violence. We can't reduce the violence until we reduce the corruption.
Well, when you bring up corruption, though, then who's getting paid?
The same folk that have always been getting paid. It's something we're going to do in the press conference today. We're going to really be pretty bold, I think. You know, we're going to say it because I'm just tired, if you will, of being politically correct. I'm tired of seeing the emperor butt naked and everybody pretending he's wearing, you know, an Armani suit, because people are dying because of this deception and corruption. And so, you know, we got to call Rahm out. We got to call Eddie out. We have to call these folk out so people can see what's happening. And it's not an easy thing to do, because these are formidable persons. Rahm is a formidable individual. He and his brothers have put together a real Machiavellian kind of empire. But, you know, the impossible happens. You know, it does happen.
A couple last things before we run out of time here. Sure. One of which is, who are you supporting for mayor, if anybody?
I ain't supporting nobody for mayor right now. You know, I ain't even supporting this mayor. But we want him to do better while he's in there, because people are literally dying around us. You know, almost 50 people shot since the weekend. You know, we're not excusing anyone from personal responsibility, nothing like that at all. But I'm a great believer in this, Steve, that it is the lack of resources, there's poverty that produces desperation in human beings, and then human beings express themselves in violent ways, violence to others and violence to themselves.
There's a medium, a short-term, and a long-term solution to every problem. And, you know, the long-term solution here is everybody goes, well, we need more black fathers and brown fathers to stay in the homes. We need more jobs for these kids. We need more answers for these kids. That's all well and good. But how do we stop the shooting now?
One of the ways that we stop the shooting now was by putting resources in the communities. You know, it is exposure that makes a difference. You know, for years I worked with a program called Unified Delinquency Intervention Services down at Juvenile Hall, and we had these kids that did everything, Steve, from murder to rape. It didn't matter, boys and girls. But the thing was, it was to expose them to a better way of life. And, you know, I have to be honest with you, our mayor isn't interested in that. He is interested in his cronies. He's an elitist. Matter of factly, what he's very good at is being a Washington, D.C. power broker. He needs to go back home to D.C.
Is it apathy, denial, or is it really hard?
Say it one more time.
Is the problem here apathy, denial, or is it just a really hard problem to fix? Because I think there's a lot of people that really want this fixed, obviously, and they'd like to come up with an answer. They just don't have any.
It's really hard, man. It's like losing 100 pounds and wanting to become a bodybuilder. You know, there's no easy way around it. You know, you can get the stomach surgery, but who's going to put the muscle on you, right? You got to work. It's hard work, but it will be beneficial in the process, because so many people who didn't know each other, who didn't understand the other, will become to do that. But we have to have the vision in order to do that. And we have to cast the vision that we can have a better city. I want to take folk from the South Side and the West Side to Wrigleyville to show them what a well-funded community looks like, to show them what public safety looks like that's operating optimally, so when they go back to their homes on the South Side and the West Side, they can have a level of dissatisfaction they didn't have before. And I believe in the intrinsic goodness of humanity, that may spark something in some of them to do better. But we can only do that by exposing people to the light.
Yeah, you know, when you
and vice versa.
When your colleagues are in church, when there's a Sunday message, how often does violence come up?
Man, the funerals that I've done with short caskets, the funerals that I've done with gangbangers and the killers sitting in the congregation at the funeral, it is sadly normative.
And it can't be. And the community can't accept it either. The communities can't accept it. Because, Reverend, you know me a little bit, and I know you a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see this as a black problem or a brown problem. I see this as a people problem, because there's an awful lot of white folks listening now who are good people that would like to figure out to do, and they just don't know what to do to help.
And that's the whole thing. A lot of people want to do, they just don't know how to do it. And that's why we're getting out here and raising our voices, because we want to let people know there are people that can help you to do that which you long to do within, but you just don't know how yet. And so we want to do that. You know, we look at people before we look at their labels. You know, so I love humanity. The labels, we understand how that works and how that comes about, the constructs and everything else. You and I talked about that 3 years ago. But we look at the person first, you know, and if we could teach other people to do that, I think we would have a much safer and less frustrated city.
Good luck today. What time is the press conference?
11 o'clock a.m. outside Wrigley Field, Addison and Clark. Hey, hey, play ball, baby. You know.
Thank you, Reverend.
I'm a Jack Brickhouse guy. You know what I mean?
I get it. No, I get it. I get it. Thank you, Reverend. I appreciate your time. That's Reverend Gregory Livingston.